everybody. It's so noisy in here. I hate it when it's noisy.
It's so noisy.
And welcome to Jimmy and Luke's show. Yeah, it is. They won't be able to hear anything I'm saying. We're going to have to hold it for the whole thing because everyone won't shut up. This is a really bad place to sit. We should be sitting over there. This is episode 45 of the Jimmy and Luke show. Hopefully you've downloaded our best bits of year one episode, which I put together over the weekend. It's really cool. It's got all the best bits of the Jimmy and Luke show.
Nathan's got a cabbage in his
No.
Oh. Is it all the best bit to me, swearing?
You're in it a bit.
Is it Andy? Is it, can I have some muffin?
No. Why? I couldn't find any of those bits. It's got Key and Butt getting their first coffee. It's got the me making the picture of you and Anna into the baby. It's got...
I hate you that.
I know. It's got...
Don't ever mention
it's
that
It's got
again.
Me singing the song about the Oscars.
Oh,
it's
God.
It's got... It's got all the fire alarm going off.
Oh, that was brilliant. That was the best episode.
It's got me talking about buying jewels for Taylor Swift from the 2 euro shop. It's got...
I like my new ring. It's beautiful.
It's beautiful. It's got a lot of fun
stuff.
Need
my ring.
Anyway, last night, and all of yesterday, our studio place here was turned into a concert hall for the school Clar Talon. Clar Talon on Scullia.
That pixie sound scared me.
The school talent show, which I attended.
Let's just stare at the...
Jimmy didn't. Couldn't get a ticket on time.
Neither could Kian. Kian was going around and play a ticket after yet, and everyone wanted to keep their ticket.
Show, and honestly, it was horrible.
With the Christ is song.
Now, what?
What was the song you hated?
Okay, now the choir of the school. For some reason, the school decided to enter the school show choir as a contestant in the talent show. How is that fair? But anyway, so they entered them, and they decided to sing a song called God is Watching All of Us.
Oh, God.
So it begins like... So it begins like...
I want God watching
From
me.
A distance, the earth is blue. And we,
don't,
this is
don't,
exactly what
don't
it sounds like.
Sing.
From a distance,
don't,
the sky don't. Is gray. Anyway, this was the lyrics, and then they go.
Yeah, don't care.
God is watching
I
all of
care.
Us. Fine. So I took out my voting slip and I scribbled down, God is watching all of us. I thought this was a talent show, not a preaching. Surely some of us atheists should be able to come to a talent show in a multi-denominational school without being,
really?
Without having to hear, yeah. I didn't put my name on it, but they're probably...
Who did you vote for?
I'd say... Oh, I voted for your man, Owen, who won. The beatboxer guy in the
what,
junior.
Did you actually
yeah.
like...
What?
You actually liked it? What
he has a whole pack of jet
the show was awful. He was the best thing in it. Yeah, he was good. I did enjoy his performance. And then in the senior one, I hated them all, so I just voted for the last guys who were doing a Mumford & Sons tribute band. So.
Oh, well, that's good.
They were pretty cool. They had all the costumes, and they had a banjo and a double bass. And that was pretty badass. So I went for them, although they weren't great, but you know they were the most kind of
interesting.
Yeah,
is
the rest of them. There was absolutely a joke. They, right, it was the funniest thing I've ever seen. There were these girls. There were these first year girls. James, you know what? These. Oh, can I have one?
No,
can I have a Jaffa cake?
You put your hands up first.
You know those first year girls that, or you know those when like little girls like get their hair all done up for the Irish dancing, like crazy shit. They did that for the talent show.
For the first years?
Yeah. So there was one girl who came out and she was playing the concertina, and then there were two other
That's
girls.
Arla.
They came out with crazy ass hair.
They're in second year.
It was the most embarrassing, retarded thing I've ever seen.
They've been doing it for years in Ireland, everywhere.
I know. I hate Irish traditional culture in general, so. It was just so weird because they had this beatboxer guy, then they had rapper guy, and then they had this like Irish dancing, and I was like, why? It's not right.
Was it good though?
James.
No, it was. I don't know. I mean, it was good if you like that kind of shit. I don't think that any talent is involved in that kind of dance. They both did exactly the same routine, one after the other.
That's because they have to.
But why? Why would they go to the talent show? It's embarrassing. No one clapped at the end. It was ridiculous.
It's not.
But there were these really cool guys doing rapping and beatboxing and breakdancing. Like, Sultan did like 5 double backflips.
Are you serious?
Yeah. He was like, he was doing his stuff. And then he goes back. And then he goes back again. And he goes back again.
I think you like Sultan's as well then.
Yeah, it was okay. It was good. And then Nathan was doing some Florida song all about his penis. And they said, the presenters beforehand said, there'll be a surprise and it might be nasty for people in the first 3 rows. And then he was sick of the song and he kept looking as if he was going to show people his penis. And then later on, it was like he stopped, the music stopped, and then he started his own rap about how depressed he was and shit. And it sounded like he was going to take a gun out and shoot everybody. But, you know. Then there was this other guy singing James Arthur's song, and he was awful. And Mr. Purcell was playing the guitar as accompaniment, which is so funny. So Mr. Purcell was up there, like, and he was just making a straight face, and he was, like, playing all the chords for the song.
Mr. Purcell plays guitar?
Oh, yeah. He plays a really... He went over to India, like, 20 years ago, and he was playing them all these gospel songs. He has a guitar, yeah. I mean, there was this other guy.
We just don't know his name.
There was this guy then who was doing...
Our policy, Mr. P, Mr. D,
yeah,
Mr.
There was,
Q,
then there was
S-T.
Then there was this guy doing an Ed Sheeran song, and he was using Mr. Purcell's guitar as well. Let's see, what else
was
there?
I think they were just using the wrong guitar.
Yeah, but it was Mr. Purcell's guitar. Like, that. Troy uses his guitar in music sometimes.
Oh, okay.
Troy takes his guitar.
The presenters were these, like, fourth-year guys I've never seen before. But I sat down, like, about... I know, probably over there where that bit is. Like, I sat down pretty far back, and I was sitting in the second seat from the right, and the guy sitting next to me was wearing a suit. So I thought, oh, he must be a member of one of the bands that are taking part. He must be in the Mumford & Sons band or something. And then at the show, Mr. Purcell comes out and goes, okay, I'll shut up, the show's about to start. So then this guy stands up on the other side of the room and goes, Johnny, where are you? The guy next to me stands up and goes, I'm over here. The other guy goes, we're supposed to be the MCs, remember? So then they do this stupid routine, and then they were the presenters. They were really bad.
One of them ran up to Mr. Perry's room and said, we need, like, this is before your show.
Yeah.
We need something. And she says, here, how's it going? Good. And they walk away. It was really weird.
What else?
It was that guy with long hair, the suit, and the
Yeah. Yeah, he's the guy who was sitting next to me.
No, but he came with the desk and said in a weird way, we need something. And
then
she goes,
at
here.
The end, they had right. We're supposed to be raising money for the Lily May thing up there.
Sunny May
Trust. Well, her name's Lily May. They just call it charity Sunny May Trust. So
Sunny May.
So the presenters.
Sunny is her mother.
Is it? Or,
Sunny May?
Weren't her mother's, like, teachers in the
Sunny.
Ballet, Youth Ballet West or something? I think I met them before. Well, I saw one of her mothers on the Jimmy and Luke show.
She only had one mother.
The
who?
Lily May.
Oh.
She has two mothers. I think. Yeah, she does. But anyway, what was I going to say? So they go, oh, we're also raising money tonight for a very great cause. And then that... piece of the person I dislike.
Who?
Well, no, I can't give out his full name, but John, and it's not John Tierney. You know who I'm talking about?
Okay.
You can't say his name. The whole point is you can't say his name, because I'm about to say
What's
some really...
What's the beginning letter?
Well, he just said his name, so... That defeats the whole purpose. So.
That's the point. That's why I give it out.
Okay, fine. As we all know,
Mark Fitzgerald.
I'm not talking about Mark Fitzgerald. I'm talking about John, who I dislike very much. Anyway, he shouts out, Africans, and I presume he'd be kicked out because, I mean, they're about to talk about this really tragic case of a child with a very rare disease, and, you know, trying to raise funds to help her get over it. And they're talking about all this, and then he shouts out, Africans. And they didn't even reprimand him. Everyone just started laughing. And I thought that was very disrespectful of them to not kick him out. I didn't expect any more from him. I couldn't even believe they let him into the talent show. He's such an imbecile. But anyway, doesn't matter. That's the end of the story.
How do you hate him? He's funny.
He is.
Okay. Unlike you,
he called me a Satanist. He said anyone who doesn't believe in God should be killed. I think
you think everyone who does believe in God should be killed.
No,
so,
I don't.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
Actually, that's Keane.
I think you should know better, but I think John should be
People
locked
should
up.
Know better. Yeah, Johnny. Jesus Christ, I hope you die in hell.
Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Burn.
What was I saying?
Keane says that about Catholics.
Yeah, well, Keane is very much stronger.
Keane is
Keane doesn't say that about Catholics. He's joking.
He does.
Anyway, let's tell my story about my leg. So I,
no.
He fell up over the banister broke his leg and died. Yeah. This is only a ghost.
I was swinging on the banister and then I swing too far to the left and I go tumbling backwards and I fall 20 feet to the ground and I land on my feet. My left leg is now it's a bit better than it was yesterday.
Did you land on your knees?
Yesterday it was completely fucked up. I can't remember how I landed, honestly. I think I landed on my legs and I like fell forward. It wasn't fun, but I'm better now anyway, so.
That was actually pretty amazing. So you fell backwards. So you
anyway,
did
we haven't mentioned yet. This is our first birthday celebration. Ow. 1 year, well, Sunday was 1 year since the first episode was released.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yay, 1 year of this fucking show.
What's your favorite moment of the Jimmy and Luke show?
Me fucking swearing a lot.
Can you kill me a movie?
Yeah.
That was my favorite part. What was yours?
My favorite parts are when I swear a lot.
I don't know. I have a lot of favorite parts. Until recently, my favorite
only
part.
Only one.
I chose many, James. So shut
think
up.
I
probably when the fire alarm went off.
If I had to choose one, it's when Keane got coffee.
Yeah, that was actually pretty good.
That was pretty funny. You can listen to two of those three moments on our Best of Year 1 episode, which is available to download on the feed and on jimmyandluke.tk right now.
Oh, why won't you put up my one?
No, it's James's one that isn't up. Yours is up.
Oh, yay.
Keane's
I just
coffee.
Couldn't find the fight to have one in some of your muffin one.
Or the cabbage.
Yeah, they were all on like
those were
both on like episode 2 and I just couldn't find them anywhere, so.
Actually, I have both of them.
I think that one just that when Keen got coffee was hilarious though.
Yeah, that was funny. I think I came.
That's not funny. But
yeah, it was at the time.
The thing was funny, that you saying that wasn't funny, yeah. But yeah. What are they? Are you allowed to come down to that?
Yes.
All right. Because I went all the way around. Like,
so did me and Dean.
You came down all the way around.
Yeah. We were like, oh, fuck this.
We should go out on the stage.
Like. We were like, oh, fuck this. If we go
if
in there, we'll
do,
just get lost.
I will kill you. I'll get a gun.
He said he'd
punch
just go
it to your
the
head,
stage. You
shoot
see?
It, then kill you.
There's no microphone
times.
Or anything up there. So it's not like I can make any noise.
Yeah.
You know what's a good film?
No.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Better with the picture.
You can hear more of that on our Jimmy and Luke Live Cupcake Boy episode.
If you're at, yeah, Chubby Cupcake.
I am Gun Drax and I'm so, you are my special lady. Oh God, he's so cute. I
know.
Up the lyrics as well.
What was I going to say?
It's about all of the names.
Did you ever see the episode of Big Bang Theory where they
I've seen every episode.
You know when they got the Lord of the Rings ring?
Yeah, ring, and then he turns into Gollum at the end.
Yeah.
You haven't seen it, but I've told you about it.
Yeah, I know you told me about it, but I just heard of it.
You should have watched it.
That's a good episode.
Did you see the Futurama version of that?
Boring.
Yeah.
Boring. I've never watched an episode of that, and I never will.
See, watch, you can't judge something by its cover.
Yeah, you can't.
Well, I did actually watch an episode, and it was so boring. And I read the comics, and they were so boring. I don't want to watch it anyway. It's stupid.
No, yesterday when we were in Mr. Jowling's room,
you
came
can't call
to Keane.
Stupid until you Keane truly watch enough of
yeah,
it
well,
and
I'm not
then
gonna,
decide.
Fine, I don't want to watch it.
Keane wanted to do his Spanish homework, which he didn't do. Mr. Jowling came over and made him paint this big thing, and he said, "Nope, not there." And he had to rub it out. Not there either. And he had to. And then,
yeah, that's our art class.
Oh, annoying. It wasn't your class though.
No, I'm saying that's what happens in my art class. Wait, what was he painting? Like, this was his poster, yeah?
This was this big thing that he gave him, that was all pink.
With the big
his
face
big penis,
of the cloud. Yeah. Oh, that's good he got to work on that.
You said something about a big penis.
And then big piece.
Oh, okay.
Why would I say something about a big penis?
Where is Keane anyway?
Johnny, enough with the pink headphones. Get new headphones. They're pink.
They're pink. They make you look like a transvestite. No offense to any transvestites out there. We respect your cause.
Get the blue ones of those.
It makes them look gay.
No, it doesn't. And even if it does, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with being looking gay, Deed? Jesus.
You are. That's what's wrong.
I am
so what,
wrong.
I'm not to say he looks happy.
Yeah, well, we know you don't mean that. We know you don't mean that.
Everyone here is gay. We're all joyful and gay.
I'm not. I'm miserable.
Fine, then. You're not gay.
I want to go to it. Anyway, because I'm afraid I'm going to be called into the office because one of the teachers will have recognized my writing in my comment about the talent show, and they're not going to be happy. They sang a song called God is Watching All of Us. The choir did. And I wrote a very long statement on the back of the voting slip about how offensive this was that I couldn't go to the talent show without being preached to. And I'm afraid, like, John Tierney might have recognized our writing and be like, Mr. Person, look like Lucy and Rose.
Oh, yeah, John
doesn't
Tierney
even know,
will
probably wouldn't know your
writing. Because he was counting the votes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think any of them would know. Mr. Person wouldn't know my writing either because I've never written anything for him, so.
Never
Stop it.
Why would I have?
Stop it.
I don't do religion.
God is watching.
No, it was like, from a distance, the earth is green and blue. Yes. From a distance, we are all happy.
No,
from a distance, there is no war or suffering.
No singing.
Because yes, God is watching all of us.
Damn it. Why can't I
get and then I was going, God is watching all of us. Anyway, that's going to be after the name of this episode now. God is watching all of us.
I'm trying to get a funny one.
Michael came back yesterday. He's been gone from this. We haven't met him in like a month because he's been ill. He's not going to be in again for 2 weeks, I'd say. But he was he came in for 2 hours. He did the experiment with us about the orange
ducks.
Juice. He came in and did the orange juice experiment.
No,
and then
the duck experiment.
It was on ducks.
Duck shit.
Which do you prefer, ducks or rabbits?
Ducks.
No, rabbits.
Rabbits. Always.
I prefer ducks.
Rabbits.
I don't like either.
Duck shit.
Yeah, well.
Rabbit or duck?
Random button press.
I don't want that done.
You don't like either a rabbit or a duck, but I am neither a Catholic nor a Muslim. So.
I said rabbit and a duck puzzle. Do you know that one?
All right.
Is it a rabbit or is it a duck?
Oh, I watched the Screen Actors Guild Awards last night.
What?
The SAG Screen Actors Guild Awards. So Argo took the big prize again.
Oh, I thought you were on about Guild Wars. No, I was like, why the hell would you watch that?
I'm kind of getting sick of Argo getting the awards because it's bullshit.
You've just done a 360.
But the good thing was is that
thing you've done.
The Screen Actors Guild consider Girls, the TV show, to be too raunchy, so they refused to nominate it, which means Modern Family continued to win all the TV prizes instead of Girls, which has won all the Golden Globes. So that's good news.
James, look at that.
And what else won? Then Daniel Day-Lewis, Best Actor, Jennifer Lawrence, Best Actress, Tommy Lee Jones, and Anne Hathaway. And
you showed me that already.
Oh, there's the guy who runs home. That guy, That guy every day, he dumps his bag in the car with his mom, and then he runs all the way home, and he runs past me like every day. He like runs really fast.
Yeah, you got something just like it, dude.
He's so weird. Where's Kia?
Kian's probably not going to come in, or he is going to come in late, but if he doesn't come in, it's probably because he didn't do the intro.
No, he always comes in. He hasn't missed a day in 2 weeks, so.
Well, he might be late, or...
You know, our mocks are starting in 2 days.
Oh,
speaking of which, this is our last Jimmy and Luke show for a very long time.
No, it's not.
Because we... Yeah, I know.
We'll do a live one sometime.
Yeah, we'll do a live one. No, I mean, over the midterm. I can't do one.
Yeah,
I'm gone.
So this is like Valentine's Day as well, and Pancake Tuesday.
No!
I don't give a fuck. What are we gonna do? We have to talk about them all really quickly now. So
I love you.
So Valentine's Day.
You know who that is.
So
Lucian though. Himself and himself only.
Taylor Swift!
Yeah, like that's
It would have been better if you sang it properly and synchronized.
No fuel, Johnny, you see it.
Because she dumped Harry. Maybe I'll get married to George.
That was love.
You know who's my good husband.
He's
probably going to be dead by the time you're 20.
He's not, he's only like 58, 16.
By the time you're
30, if I got married to George Hook, it would be considered pedophilia.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so why would we talk about you marrying him?
So Pancake Tuesday. I have to do my
I missed that.
So Pancake Tuesday is coming up. I had pancakes on Sunday, just after I broke my leg.
I forget.
Shit, I don't have time to do my last.
Game that's fun, but very, very hard.
Yeah. Just like James's, doesn't matter.
Johnny.
That's
Jeff. Yesterday I brought in a big box of DVDs for Kian and he told me that he'd lose them. So instead I just brought in Fizzer on the Roof and he can keep it because I already have two copies.
Is that Jeff Pactora?
Yeah, that's it. It's Jeff.
No, I don't have my NAS with me.
It's okay.
What am I gonna do?
Tell her you fell off the band yesterday again.
I always get my NAS done in class anyway.
Who'd you have? Miss Crying, is it?
Yeah, it's easy to get Matt done when she's not looking. She never asked me anyway. Oh, here's Kian. Look, he's kind of stuck. Kian, we're over here. Kian.
After the PE page.
He's looking for you.
After the PE page.
He looks like one of those sleepy kids in
James,
the morning.
At the end to the I to the N to the E. C-R-I-F-T. Minecraft.
He said C-R-I-F-T.
So there, kid, I'm a...
He said C-R-A-F-T.
The show choir came on, right? Show choir came on.
New Project Max. Mathematics.
Right?
We're new.
The show choir came out. Miss Taylor's gonna... No.
Yeah. I have a note for not doing math on there.
Good, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
So the show choir come out, Miss Taylor's there conducting them. Oh, so what do they start singing? God is watching all of us. Every single one of us. God is watching all of us here on planet Earth. He created all of us. Every single one of us. Now God is watching all of us here on planet Earth. So I take out my voting slip. God is watching all of us. I thought this was a talent show, not a preaching. I should be able to come to see some people performing in a multi-denominational school without having religious beliefs shoved in my face. And then I voted for Owen.
Of course he did.
Yeah, because he was the only good person in.
What did he do?
He was beatboxing and then he started playing his harmonica. I mean, his harmonica player was terrible. But
he's giving you a fiddler on the roof, he expects it back in 2 days.
The quality of stuff was so bad. Like these little girls came out with their big crazy Irish dancing hair and their little dresses and started doing Irish dancing. James thought they were
telling
my mom
to take
homework.
Hey, Lucy,
even
newcomers.
He's bad for
one.
He's never been new. He was on it once.
Yeah. Because you terrified me by telling me you were going to lose all my DVDs, I just brought you a fit on the roof.
Not when I was young.
Don't give it to me.
No, I will. I've got two copies.
He has two copies. Give it to him.
No, I don't want it back.
No,
I want you to watch it. I want you to see it.
Take it.
You
don't want to
trust me with them.
No, I don't. No.
He doesn't want it back.
I'll bring it in to you like later. I'm just going to give it to you one. Please. I don't want to carry this around with me all day. Please take it around the room. You can lose it if you want. I don't want it back. I only have another copy. My own.
Kian, he has two copies. Just take it.
Kian, please.
No. Kian, just take it.
You're not going to take none of that.
That's so you're right. Then what? So you don't want to see fiddling around the room?
They're not like normal.
The Jewish
nationalists.
I get myself. Are you an anti-Semitist? Is that why you don't want fiddling around the room?
That's coming from over there.
We'd like to confirm that Kian is not an anti-Semitist or any other ist, and we're just making a joke.
I don't know what it is. Feel a goddamn common nerve. Hey, fair.
It's
the 4 pigeons now.
It's a needle.
That is common here.
So you really don't want to run out? Because, like, I want to see it.
Johnny!
I get myself.
What?
It won't give it to me. We don't talk about it no more.
What? No. He never does. He never will.
You said you were going to lose the ball.
Johnny, look out.
All right.
He's on the red ball. Johnny, your phone is purple.
I spent all weekend collecting a big box of DVDs for you, and then you said you were going to lose.
I do my homework with Graham. I'm
colorblind, you're back.
Anyway, this is our last show. This is our last episode before our test, before Valentine's Day, and before Pancake Tuesday. So we have to celebrate all of those events in one 20-minute portion. Also, I broke my leg.
That sounds like crashing.
And the talent show is on. Well, I didn't break it. I fell 20 feet to the ground from the top of my banister straight down. Landed on my feet.
Did you,
It was, Johnny. He fell from the banister down past the stairs.
Did you like the talent show?
No, it was horrible. I hated it. Like,
what's your thing on top of it?
That I went, so I realized how disgusting the school is. They shoved religion in my face like that. All right, happy Valentine's Day. Happy Pancake Tuesday. Happy Ash Wednesday.
It doesn't look like a troll.
That's because of the way it lined up.
Happy Easter Sunday.
We'll see you in February. God bless.
We're going to celebrate that day from now on as Lucian Brickleg Day.
God bless.